I'm Melissa Davis, small studio producer. The following is the audio version of WFYI's July 2018 small studio session with Bashir Assad and his backing band Be On It. You can find the entire session, including a video, at wfyi.org/smallstudio. Stay tuned right after the session for an interview with Bashir Assad from WFYI's Jill Dittmeyer. Small Studio is made possible by a grant from the Herbert Simon Family Foundation and with support from Sun King Brewing.
Good afternoon. My name is Bashir Assad. I am a soul singer-songwriter from here in Indianapolis. What I like to do now is I like to introduce my brothers who are also my band. On bass, we have Mr. Jesse Thompson. On keys, we have Mr. CJ Warfield, who's also the music director for my band. And on drums is Mr. Joe Elliott III. The name of their band is Be On It. You can follow them on Instagram at B_on_it. Look these guys up. These guys are amazing. What we want to do right now is we're going to do a song from our latest project called A Girl Named Charlie. Simply put, this is an ode actually to my wife. Her nickname is Charlie, so I had to write a song about her. I hope you guys enjoy it.
I met a girl some time ago, the 1st of September. Overlooked at first glance, I nearly missed my chance to really get to know her. They say time's the best teacher, and one thing I've learned is that good things come to those who wait. But through it all, that girl became my friend, and later my soulmate. You know the sun don't shine as bright without her smile, and there's no one in the world to make me feel just like she does. And I thank the moon and stars that she got to know me. Now I've fallen in love with a girl. She's got class, a whole lot of class. She's a natural born leader, a special kind of woman that the little girls can emulate. And when she loves on her man, ooh, she's some kind of wonderful. Man, that woman is amazing, so damn amazing to me, I can't contain it. You know the sun don't shine as bright without her smile. There's no one in the world to make me feel just like she does. And I thank the moon and stars that she chose me. Yeah, yeah. Now I've fallen in love with a girl. Charlie. Oh, yeah. Charlie.
That is a girl named Charlie.
I like her a lot. She's good. She's good. So, as I said before, that album is called A Girl Named Charlie, and it came out in September of 2017. The next song that we're going to do is a song from an earlier project. The name of the project is The Space Between, but there's a song on that project called My Everything. I like to do music that people can incorporate into the soundtrack of their lives. Everybody likes love music, even if you're not in love. You know, it has a place somewhere, and it doesn't have to be complex. The simplest songs are some of the most relatable, and this one is one of the simpler songs. This is My Everything. Is My Everything from the Space Between album. You can find my music primarily on Bandcamp at bashiriasad.bandcamp.com. I'm a big Bandcamp supporter as they support the independents, simply put. This next song is one that is on a project titled Living the Dream. Message music is important, and those songs tend to stand the test of time. No matter what's being talked about in the songs, it's still relevant in some way, shape, or form. The name of this next tune is Love Revolution. We all need that, simply put. Hope you enjoy it.
What's wrong with the world today? Tell me what's going on. Self-respect's at an all-time low. That's why I'm singing this song. They say money makes the world go round. Makes me want to holler. Brothers stealing and killing each other just to make a dollar. If we want to be the change we want to see, I feel it's time we find a solution. Want to make a better world for you and me. We need a love revolution. What's going on with the stuff we see on TV all the time? Constant crime and negativity is all I seem to find. Preachers and these teachers abuse their authority, praying on the weak, bringing down my community. See, if we want to be the change we want to see, I feel it's time we find a solution. If we want to make a better world for you and me, we need a love revolution. Yeah. Pick this. Persecution, destitution, I feel we need a real resolution. No motivation, no dedication, no education for the children of our nation. Wake up, everybody, the call for change is loud. We can make it better if we work together now. Wake up, everybody, the call for change is loud. We can make it better if we work together now. See, if we wanna be the change we wanna see, I feel it's time we find a solution. If we wanna make a better world for you and me, we need a love revolution. Yeah. There's gotta be a better way. We need to find a solution. Said it's gotta be a better way. We need a love revolution. Yeah. If you wanna be the change we wanna see, I feel it's time we find a solution. We wanna make a better world for you and me. We need a love revolution.
And that is Love Revolution. Take from that what you will. Yes, clap that up. It's good. Tis good. It's a responsibility of ours, and I was telling Melissa this, and we can air this, make it personal so people know Melissa's name. Yes. I was talking to Melissa about this, and telling her that it's important, it's a responsibility of ours as artists to be the soundtrack for our times. So that song's very important. The next song that we're going to do is it's actually one of my more popular songs. It is definitely for the beautiful people. The name of the song, simply put, is Beautiful You. It doesn't matter who you are, what you look like, what your background is. Be beautiful. Be beautiful to somebody. This song is a beautiful song about a beautiful somebody. So enjoy.
Now, I always start this song off by saying that when it's right, we write psalms about women. Psalms. When it's wrong, we write songs about women. Those last a while too. This is one of those songs. Yeah. Said it's something about the way that you smiled at me. It makes me feel real high, you see. And when we're out with our friends, having a good time, see everyone's drawn to your energy. And I'm so thankful that you chose to be with me. You make me want to be a better man. You've given me everything and so much more just by being you. And I want to let you know that you are love personified. And you're beautiful. And I tell it to who's listening. Your kiss, touch, give me such a rush. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. Said it's something about the things that you do to me. People swear you put a spell on me. The way you do when you do what you do. Something out of my fantasy. And I'm so thankful that you chose to be my queen. You make this whole world make sense to me. Said you've given me everything and so much more just by being you. And I've got to let you know that you're my pride and joy. And you're beautiful. And I shout into the rooftops, see your smile, style, make forever so worthwhile. You're beautiful, you're beautiful, dear. And all of a sudden now, I'm falling in love again. See, it's the way that you are, you shine like a star, you must be heaven sent. And I don't care what they say, I know what I feel is true. So true, baby. And I stand up in a crowd, wave my hands and shout it loud. I'm in love with you. Cause I've got to let you know that you're my pride and joy. You're beautiful. And I shout it to the rooftop, see your smile. Make forever so worthwhile. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. Set your kiss, touch, give me such a rush. You're beautiful. And I tell it to who's listening. Your smile, style, make forever so worthwhile. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. Oh, 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 you're beautiful. You're beautiful, yes. Hey, you're beautiful. Yes, you're beautiful. Yes, you're beautiful. Hey, you're beautiful, yes. Hey, you're beautiful. Yes, you're beautiful. Well, well. I am Bashiri Assad. I be indie soul music again.
Jesse Thompson on bass. CJ Warfield is on keys. And Joe Elliott III is on drums. That is Be On It. We are Indie Soul Music. Thank you so much.
Great.
And next, stay tuned for an interview with Bashiri Assad from WFYI's Jill Dittmeyer.
Did you grow up here in Indianapolis?
I did. I grew up in the now it's called Sobro area, right off of 46 in college in that area.
When did you start getting interested in music?
Well, I got into doing music full time about 10 years ago. And before that, I was in a university course at Central State University under the direction of Dr. William Henry Caldwell. And I did some stuff with a singing group while I was in college there as well. But I didn't really start to write till about 11 years ago.
And why was that? What all of a sudden made you decide it's time to write, it's time to do it?
Well, I was working for the city at the time, and I was at my job. I won't say which part of the city I worked for, but I was sitting there, and I wasn't happy. I was happiest doing what I love, and I enjoy singing, but I didn't take songwriting seriously, and I had a conversation with my wife about it, and she was like, you should do it, but if I do this, you know, it's going to be hard financially. You know, we have a family and everything, and she was like, you know, give it a shot, and let's see what happens. So, you know, she's actually the one that kind of pushed me to get into it. So she has my undying vow of servitude for that. So,
and we now have that on tape.
Yes, 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 yes. I did that.
So when you started writing music, what was important to you to write about?
It was really, really important to make sure that I kept it genuine. I'm not a fan of writing about things that I haven't experienced myself or things that people close to me have not experienced. I want to make sure that I'm capturing life from my perspective. And life from my perspective is a married black man from Indianapolis talking about the things that I've experienced and the things that the people around me have experienced. So literally making sure I capture the soundtrack of at least my life, and hopefully someone else can relate to it.
And what was it about the jazz soul thing that kind of drew you in as well, too?
It's beautiful. It's so cliche to say, but it spoke to me. I grew up a soul head. I grew up listening to classic soul music. If we got to my top 10 favorite singers, most of them would probably be classic soul singers. They spoke to me. I could relate to their music. I felt their music. I felt them singing. It wasn't about it being pretty. It was just about it speaking to me. And I wanted to make music that did that for other people.
I thought Rob Dixon was the busiest guy in town, but I think you might be right up there. You are performing everywhere. Why is that important to you to get out and perform in different venues, different cities, in front of different crowds?
You know, one, I enjoy what I do. Like, I thoroughly enjoy performing. I enjoy connecting with people live. Also, it's important to me that the soul music genre is represented. Now, I'm not saying that it's that no one else is doing it, but it's important that I do my part to make a mark in the name of soul music in Indianapolis. Indianapolis does have a funk and soul music history, and I want to make sure I do my part to add to that legacy so that there's no lag. And when I walk away from it, whenever that is, I'll know that I literally left everything there. And those who have listened, those who have bought my music, those who have supported my shows, know that I gave everything in the name of soul music, primarily here, but everywhere representing Indianapolis. So,
and how have you grown in the past 10 years when you made that decision, both as a musician, as a father, as a husband, as a contributor to the music world?
Oh,
Well, time teaches you everything. And that time, you know, we've had more children. I've been married now almost 14 years, and it's not just my career. It's my family's career. And to see that they not only support it, but it's a part of who we are as a family. So it's become a part of our family. It's become our fifth child. That's what it's become. That'd be correct, right? Yeah. It's become our fifth child, and it's something at this stage in our lives, it's not something we could do without. It's literally a part of who we are. So it's grown to be a part of our makeup.
Well, we're glad to hear that. Thank you for coming in today. We appreciate that.
Thank you. Support WFYI. Make sure you get that. Support WFYI. this is amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bashiri. Very nice. Nicely done.
Thank you.